Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for July 31st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hour two of two, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on this faith-filled, fantastic Freedom Friday. Kurt?
Very good, Sam. Yeah, looks like, ladies and gentlemen, there's still not complete agreement about this whole mask thing. I know it's kind of shocking, but the headline from Breitbart says, effectiveness unproven, quote, Dutch lawmaker advises against wearing masks. Now, one lady came by, I guess it was the night before last, at the farmer's market, and she saw me with my, I got a face shield thing that comes down there, you know, in front of me, so that I, you know, I guess you could say it's a mask anyway, and I like it because at least it's not covering up my nose and mouth where I can sort of breathe, you know, get more air in there. But anyway, she was like, man, I just can't, you know, if I have this over it, I just can't breathe. And I'm kind of like, duh. You know, that's the way I see it. But anyway, in this piece from the Dutch government, they say they advise the public that there will be no mask mandate to slow the spread of coronavirus, stating that their effectiveness remains unproven. The Minister for Medical Care, her name is Tamara Van Ark, I don't know if she was on the original ARC, but anyway, she made the decision after review by the country's National Institute for Health. Instead, the official advice is for better adherence to social distancing rules after a surge in cases over the past 7 days, Van Ark said at a press conference in The Hague. According to Reuters, she said, because from a medical perspective, there's no proven effectiveness of masks, the cabinet has decided that there will be no national obligation for wearing non-medical masks. Anyway, it's just interesting, at least when it comes to this whole, masked men kind of deal, how there's people on both sides of this issue.
Well, and the problem with it is, even though it's unproven, Kurt, according to the Dutch lawmaker who advises against wearing masks, there's no end in sight to the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Fauci and other, you know, top government officials will tell Congress today.
Good point.
So they're saying there's no end in sight, buddy.
I guess Fauci even has floated the idea of eye protection and masks for every flu season ever. So, in other words, you talk about getting back to normal or, I hear Sean Hannity say something like, well, it's just a temporary thing to wear a mask. Not based on what I've seen.
Well, they were going to close down the economy temporarily, too, like 4 months plus ago, and there's no end in sight.
Good point.
Okay, but Utah Governor Gary Herbert says, on, quote, the mask mandate, numbers will dictate stronger measures. So expect more mask mandates coming your way in Utah and other states, right?
Yeah, why don't we try this, since we've already tried all these other things? Why don't we try stopping killing babies in America? And returning to the Ten Commandments, let's get governors and everybody else pushing that idea. But, the thing is, Sam, I'm kind of thinking they're not going to get on the bandwagon.
You're right. In fact, the next headline says this. The United States and the world are not likely to return to pre-coronavirus, quote, normals, until a vaccine is available for mass production, which is not likely. Well, it's probably not likely until more like 2022 or so, they say.
Yeah, and then when 2022 comes around, it'll be like, well, maybe not till 2024. You know what I mean?
Infectious disease expert, Dr. Amesh Adalja, told the Daily Caller this. All right, now air travel not projected to recover until 2024, they say. That's USA Today. So they're setting the stage for this to virtually never end, Kurt, really.
Well, and it would make sense that, at least in my opinion, if, you know, we talked about the masters of the universe last hour. The real master of the universe, Sam, is the God of heaven. And he has rules to live by. You know, some people call it, rules for dummies or whatever when they talk about, like figuring out, say, Google for dummies or whatever it is, right? You know, well, if you're going to want to break it down to a pretty simple thing, it's the Ten Commandments, baby. And if we follow those, they're a recipe for success from the real master of the universe. And yet, I don't see that headline anywhere, Sam. And I don't hear him talking about it. Do you?
No, but they don't believe in what we believe in, Kurt.
Well, they give lip service to it every so often, it seems like. And yet, when it comes right down to it, if you really want to talk about it, they just kind of like put that and say, well, it's not Sunday, is it?
Or that's
it's
right.
Not, I'm not in church, am I?
Well, or they're like, hey, we're with the government. We're not allowed to talk about or have religious views in this discussion there. Check your religion at the door, please, kind of an idea. You know, they lie with the separation of church and state, dishonesty, and everything else. I mean, it goes on and on and on. All right, what do we got next?
So the next one on my list there after the Dutch lawmaker is, I mentioned this Anthony Fauci floating the eye protection and mask for every flu season ever. So get ready for fun like that. Then you've got
head of China's, right?
Yes, that's right, Nick Nolte.
I want to mention Nolte.
Well, maybe not Nick Nolte.
Doing a great job as a writer, though, bringing up some real important issues.
From Breitbart, yeah. Excellent guy. Then you've got the head of China's Center for Disease Control claims to take experimental vaccine. You going to line up to take the experimental vaccine, Sam?
No.
Oh, what a shock.
But when the mandate comes, anyway, I may not have a choice, Kurt.
That's right. That's right. They'll come and say, it's for your own good.
Well, they won't force me to take the vaccine. They'll just say things like this. Your banking institution has dropped you because you don't have your vaccination papers.
That's right. Good point. Good point. That's right.
So they won't really like come in and try to give me the jab by force. They'll just be like soft and be like, well, you know, Sam's Club just canceled your membership because, buddy.
That's right.
You don't have your vaccinations.
Somehow there's no more transactions in your account, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like over in China where they tell the people if they believe in Christ, then they can't get their, government check.
Well, I, for one, believe in Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make that very clear.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Next story says China claims nationwide coronavirus surge. Now, sometimes people will understand or hear our comments about China and think that we're against the good people in China, you know, the average mom and dad is just trying to survive under communist dictatorship rule. And, you know, that's not true. We support those good folks doing that. The problem is their leadership, Sam, and communism or, you know, that kind of thing is just, man, it's just moving forward in great power, it seems like.
Let's even take it a step further. A lot of these Chinese individuals, Kurt, are communist, even the families. Okay? But they are because that's all they know. You can't blame them for that either, Kurt.
Well, and they know that if they go against it, all of a sudden they'll just disappear, Sam.
And oftentimes people instinctively know that it's wrong and want to go against it. But oftentimes, if you're not taught a better way, you don't know where to go. You don't know what to do or how to, if, for example, if you give a bunch of communist Chinese families freedom tomorrow, they might throw it away. Not because they wouldn't really embrace it if they heard the whole story and if they had a chance to understand it and not be afraid of it and all that kind of stuff. But oftentimes, that's what they know. And that's part of the problem when we had slavery back in the day, too. a lot of those people that were slaves. You know, if you just all of a sudden released them, they couldn't make it on their own. They didn't have any experience. They didn't have any understanding of how the world worked outside of their, you know, situations. Now, I'm not suggesting slavery is fine or defending it in any way. All I'm trying to get across is a lot of the Chinese people are people that have lived in these hostile to liberty and hostile to religious views, societies and governments and cultures. The people that the poor people that are raised and live under them, sometimes that's all they know. And it's not their fault. And so I guess what I'm saying is even some people that might embrace some of those ideologies, ignorantly so maybe, but I wouldn't hold them responsible either, Kurt, to a great degree.
Very good, Sam. I agree. Next story says, it says House Minority Leader McCarthy accidentally calls Representative Gohmert Congressman COVID. Now, you've probably all caught up on this, but we've been in, Louie Gohmert's office before.
I didn't
Capitol
call him
Hill.
Congressman COVID when I was there, though.
No, you didn't call him that. But it was interesting.
You got to explain why they'd be calling him that first, Kurt.
Well, you know, he has tested positive for the COVID. And so now on Capitol Hill, you've got a whole bunch of folks saying, holy cow, who's been in contact with Representative Gohmert, so I don't know. You want to comment on this?
Yeah, President Trump dodged a bullet. I guess Gohmert was supposed to go on a plane to, Texas or something with President Trump?
I think that's why they tested him.
They had to call that whole thing off.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word fight to 444-999. That's fight, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. News the networks refuse to use always on your radio. There's a whole lot of it, isn't there? What is that, House Leader McCarthy?
He's the minority leader. Yeah. So in other words, leader for the Republicans.
Hey, Congressman COVID? wow. And here's the deal. How come that's okay, Kurt? You can just do that and that's no problem, but don't you dare get on CNN, buddy, and make mistakes like that.
Well, that's right. The CNN story that follows it, I thought, kind of went, well with it. Says CNN's Berman, I guess that must be a host they have, to Navarro, I know he's a representative of Congress from California, quote, "Don't say China virus on this show." It sounds kind of like freedom of speech doesn't really exist there, Sam, doesn't it?
Well, why can't you say China virus? Now, I'm agreeing a little bit with the idea that I don't know that it originated in China. They make that claim, but they also make the claim that you got to wear a mask because the corona's airborne. But they don't have any scientific proof that it came from China. They don't have any scientific proof that it's airborne either, Kurt. They lack scientific reality on both statements. And I find that
fascinating. That's a great point, Sam.
But if somebody wants to call it the Chinese virus and they want to be in there wrong, or they don't know, or that's what they think, why can't they say that?
It seems like back in the old days, we had this thing called, First Amendment, freedom of speech, and that you could pretty much say, even if you said things that upset people, you could say them. But now,
I say that they don't have any scientific proof that it's a China virus. They also don't have any scientific proof that it's airborne.
They don't want to hear that either.
They don't have any scientific proof whether it was made in a lab or man-made or man-made or God-made and naturally made and then enhanced in a lab or manipulated in a lab. They don't have evidence or facts on that either, Kurt.
That's right.
Well, other than that, we can just lock everybody down and destroy the economy and just ruin everything.
Yeah, great point.
But hey, man, don't dare say China virus. Can I say the Wuhan virus? Can I say that?
Oh, that's... The president, when he says stuff like that, boy, he ticks him off.
Yes, he does. It's almost fun just to do it for that reason alone. I mean, I know it's not really good to have that attitude, but it's a little bit fun. You can't kind of help yourself.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Mm-hmm. I do think so. But anyway, this next story.
I like it when they say the Kung Flu. Hey, you got the Kung Flu?
Yeah,
you
know. Kung Flu. Yeah, that's right.
That is a fun. On this show, though, Kurt, just so you know, as long as you don't swear or talk vulgarly or do things like that, you can pretty much say anything you want, sir. This is America, buddy.
Yeah, we just try to keep it clean. Speaking of keeping it clean, the headline, this next one says, bakery refused to sell World War II pensioner bread because she only had dirty cash, Sam. So this by Victoria Friedman there at Breitbart, and there was a 94-year-old woman that had lived through World War II. They denied her a loaf of bread because she could only pay in cash. Her name is Edna Dalchin. They call her a former hosiery worker. I guess that means she worked on making hoses, or maybe it's hoses for women. I'm not sure. But she lives in the Basford suburb of Nottingham. She's never had a bank card and pays for all her groceries with hard currency. I don't know if it's paper money. It wouldn't be that hard. But anyway, when Mrs. Dalchin went to Beard's Bakery in the nearby village of Arnold, she was told to put her food back because they are not accepting dirty cash due to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, I've actually had people that wanted to pay with cash that would use like a little wipey thing and wiped it all off before they handed it to me. I felt so much safer after that. She said this. She said, I went into Bird's because I wanted a loaf of bread and some potted meat. She said to me, have you got a card? I did not know what she was on about. I said, oh, I have never used a card in my life. I always pay the old-fashioned way, which is how I was brought up, the 94-year-old told the Nottingham Post. She says, I felt like I was being treated like a small child and being talked down to. None of the other shops have ever refused my money. There's a virus, I understand that, but a lot of elderly people do not use cards and are not into that technology. Anyway, Sam, I just thought that was an interesting story. Maybe they'll have to have, like, some of that bread on the street corner, where somebody will have to open up their coat and get that lady a little bread for the, didn't they used to call it cash bread?
Wait, let me ask a question about this.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of a little bit, ignorant. This is a bakery in the United States, right?
Apparently, this is a London story, Sam.
Oh, okay.
So this is
because I don't know the London rules. But in America, right. Kurt, this is important to understand. You can't just refuse to take cash. It's like against the law.
That's right.
Right, and why don't you pull out a Federal Reserve note? Do you have one handy, Kurt?
Well, I've seen them, and they say this is for all debts, public and private, that kind of thing. Yeah.
It really says this is for the payment of.
Oh, okay.
And the wording is a little bit important. That's why I wanted you to kind of get it out in front of you.
Yeah.
So it's not just for this is for and I can choose not to take it. It's basically legally and lawfully, this is for the payment of it. If I lay that money down on your counter and I walk out, you can't say that I didn't pay you. You can't say that you won't take it. Because it doesn't say the debts that we agree to or that we like or that we want or that we... It says all debts, public and private. Anyway, it's a little critical difference that's kind of important to understand. Now, people might get a little bit of a dismissal of that because of the COVID, don't you know, Kurt?
Yeah.
They might get a pass or a special. Oh, I get, in this case, we can because your cash is dirty. You could be killing everybody with the corona with your cash.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of think about that and go, wow, that's an interesting story for sure. And it shows, sadly, where we're headed, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Next story says, judge blocks President Trump's public charge rule again. So are you caught up on this whole public charge rule thing, Sam?
Well, I don't really understand, Kurt.
So
what is the public charge rule, Kurt?
In the whole welfare game, President Trump didn't really want to make it so that people that weren't from here would get welfare, and there's some that just basically want to hand out, government money to everybody. And I think that kind of attracts people to come across the border.
The wrong people?
If they can just get, cash. Now, I still think we shouldn't give it to anybody, but, in this case, the New York judge blocked the public charge rule for would-be legal immigrants, saying it hinders national efforts to contain China's coronavirus. The government's interest in effectuating the rule fails to measure up to the gravity of this global pandemic that continues to threaten the lives and economic well-being of America's residents. That's what the judge said. The Supreme Court lifted a nationwide injunction that was imposed by this judge earlier. But the bottom line is business groups strongly oppose the public charge rule because it's expected to reduce the inflow of new consumers, renters, and workers. They're getting down to the reason the president, is for it. Trump administration says changes to public charge are a backdoor effort to cut legal immigration, essentially creating a wealth test for individuals looking to come to the U.S. to contribute to our country and build a better life for themselves. So in other words, we're saying, hey, if people want to come here, we'd kind of like to be able to pick the ones we want to let in. Right, Sam?
Yeah, and we want it to be legal.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that,
That's what President Trump's for, but see, you got to shut down President Trump at every turn. Now, you might agree with that any other time, any other leader, but when it's Trump, you just got to be against it, don't you know?
Good point.
I know there's no rhyme or reason or reality to that. It doesn't make any difference. You guys got to understand that mega hat is just evil.
That's right.
And, buddy, you got to just shut down the hat. Now, that ought to be Biden's campaign. Instead of stealing one from the United Nations, he ought to steal mine. Right?
It's like the... Yeah, good point.
Shut down the MAGA hat.
Two ladies came by yesterday, and they were like, hey, we saw your, Trump sign out front here, and that's why we came to buy something from you. And, I was seeing earlier, or maybe later, just a few of those people that look over from the other shop next to me and look at that sign and kind of just look away, So it's nice to see those folks that, have a little courage. These were a little older ladies.
Well, I'm glad nobody got beat up or anything.
That's right.
Because that's a revolutionary act to say, I like the Donald or I like President Trump, and therefore, that's why I say all they got to have for Biden's slogan is take out the hat people.
Good point.
All right. Who are you going to talk about? Mick Jagger? And you're going rock star on me, Kurt?
Well, I thought it might be interesting, Sam, to talk about this.
We'll do it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Isaias will be reaching the central Bahamas tonight and should then near Florida sometime early tomorrow. The hurricane is then expected to miss Florida, veering northward towards the Carolinas. Despite that shift, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants residents to be prepared for several inches of rain and gusty winds. This woman says she'll be taking some basic steps.
Right now, we're taking seriously, but because it's just a storm, we're just going to be ready for, like, food in the house and water.
By Tuesday, the hurricane could brush the mid-Atlantic states before heading to New York's Long Island and then southern New England. Congress about to let the enhanced unemployment benefits expire. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have put forth a good plan. He says Democratic proposals are totally unserious. Negotiations continue, though, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Several top health experts are again on Capitol Hill testifying at a House hearing about the coronavirus pandemic. Opening the hearing, Democratic Congressman James Clyburn blasted the Trump administration, saying it's been unable to help some hard-hit states conduct testing.
At least 11 states, including my home state of South Carolina, are currently conducting less than 30% of the tests they need to control the virus.
A desperate military search continues off the coast of Southern California. One Marine is known dead. Eight other Marines are missing after a training exercise went wrong last night. Two other Marines are hospitalized, one in critical condition. Marine officials say there was a mishap last night involving an amphibious assault vehicle. 15 Marines and one sailor were inside the vehicle when they reported taking on water. Stocks opening higher on Wall Street as it sets to close out July. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Come on, Kurt, you're going to start singing, buddy?
Well, I was just listening there.
Woo! Come on, Kurt.
Who is this?
The Rolling
this
Stones,
Jagger?
Buddy.
All right.
You wanted to talk about Mick Jagger, so I thought I'd just cue up some jams for you, man.
Very good. So the headline here from Breitbart says, Mick Jagger, Aerosmith, Elton John, among 50 rockers demanding politicians stop playing their music at events.
Uh-oh. Now, you know, what, Sam, if they force me to stop playing their tunes on the radio in defense of President Trump, Kurt? What if it goes that far?
Well, you know, one of the things that it's interesting, you know, we try to talk about solutions and things, and, you know, I think of, you know, some of the havoc been brought on the world, if you will, by, you know, these so-called musicians with their the words of their you know, songs and things like that, and the things that they've been promoting. You could certainly, at least if you're a God-fearing individual, you could certainly say, well, you know, some of the reason for where we are could lie really with them. And yet I don't think there's anybody talking about that kind of idea, about saying that guys like Mick Jagger and Aerosmith, etc., would be...
Well, Aerosmith is a band, right?
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, you know, the things that they've promoted typically, you know...
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Yeah, not exactly the Ten Commandments, if you will. That they would be part of the problem, Sam. And yet they're all demanding, like they want to be all... special and above the fray, if you will.
Yeah, I think they're going to come out with a joint worldwide song with all kinds of musicians, kind of like the Lionel Richie, We Are the World, but modern times. It'll be like Take Down the Hat.
Yeah, that's right. I would simply suggest to the president, and we've talked about this before, hey, you know, support and promote the good guys who, you know, have good stuff to say. And I'm thinking of like Steve Voss and so many other good ones like that, and just, you know, leave these guys in the dust, make their music less heard, and all the rest of us less of it, for sure.
I don't get why Trump's not using Steve Voss. Now, I've talked to Steve Voss and seen articles. He's a mayor in San Diego, California, or a little town down there anyway.
Yeah.
And what I understand is that President Trump came into town, and Steve welcomed him with open arms, and they know each other and everything else, and so I don't really get it, Kurt. I just don't understand. I guess that's why I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. You know?
Yep.
But very all good I'm point. Telling you, it's just weird. Anyway, the question becomes, too, does a band like the Rolling Stones, Kurt, really have the ability just to say, hey, you can't play my songs at your event? Or if they pay the CSAC and ASCAP and BMI and all the media mafia, whatever, for a, quote, public presentation of it, can they do it? Or can the artist just say no? If the artist can deny Trump from playing it but allow Biden or somebody else to play it, is that discrimination, Kurt?
Yeah, and is it a campaign contribution, Sam?
Like when James Taylor rolls to the White House and then plays for the White House, is it?
That's right. Yeah.
You know, is that, what do they call that, insider trading, Kurt? Or they call that pay-to-play?
Contribution in kind.
Contribution in kind, all that stuff. Yeah. So very, very weird stuff. But Ashley Judd's in the news, huh?
Well, yeah, and Sam, this is a little piece of, it's also kind of related to this Mick Jagger thing, I think. Do you know who she is?
I think she's some actress, right?
Yeah, says Ashley Judd wins appeal in Weinstein sexual harassment case. Now, if you're... most people are caught up on the whole Weinstein thing, but, you know, this also goes to, at least in my opinion, the problems. Another reason that the God of Heaven would be a little bit upset with us, and that is that we've been promoting, you know, you talked about sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the last story. And, you know, this would certainly be connected to that, because what you've got is one of the highest big shots in Hollywood ever, the Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, is now, you know, kind of being, you know, somewhat held to account for some of the things he's done. And yet so many of these actresses and things have gone along with... you know, you look at Hollywood and you look at the days of the black and white, you know, films, and then look at what they're offering now, Sam. I mean, you know, we were trying to watch some different trailers last night, my wife and I. But, you know, you just, frankly, you just can't even watch the trailers. They say they're all for... general audiences, and yet, you know, even the trailers, they've got troubles in them. But in this case,
you mean troubles like they go against the commandments of God so strongly that you don't want to watch them, and you don't want your wife or your family to watch them, and you're just not comfortable with it at all?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, there's places you can go where they don't have that stuff.
Well, that's exactly right.
You're just all in the wrong places, buddy.
We've embraced places like that, and yet even like our friends at Hallmark, you know, they start pushing transgender ideas and stuff like that.
Yeah, got to jettison Hallmark, for sure.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? And then our friends like at VidAngel, you know, get beat up in the courts and stuff like that. But in this case, this Miss Judd or Ashley Judd is apparently some famous actress. And, you know, she got mistreated by this Mr. Weinstein, a big hot shot in Hollywood. And the judge has now said the Court of Appeals has ruled that she has the right to pursue her sexual harassment lawsuit. You know, I just think so many of these people are all guilty of, I guess you could say, just bringing America down and the world down simply because of the way they've presented the films compared to, you know, the days of John Wayne and, you know, that
kind
of stuff.
Well, John Wayne was a racist. You can't talk about him.
Well, I understand because he's a white guy, but yeah. What I'm saying is...
there's a big old 1971 interview we did that's at the heart of all that discussion, too, there, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what they
but
say.
But here's the deal in my mind. You know, I don't deny that nobody has the right to abuse anybody, physically, sexually, emotionally, whatever. None of those things are, in my mind, acceptable, period. End of paragraph. End of discussion. However, I do think it does take two to tango. And when Jeffrey Epstein has done this to a gazillion girls, and when now this Weinstein guy has done this, and whatever, we see these actors and professionals and movie makers and whatever abuse these people. No offense, but word gets around, Kurt. You know what? Girls talk. And they know oftentimes what they're there for, and they know it's part of the getting the gig, and they participate. And, you know, Weinstein, if the first girl that he did that to stood up and said, uh-uh, I'm going straight to the cops with your abuse, and enough women stood up, it would stop. And so a lot of the women went there and were willing participants in many ways, knowing that it would advance their careers. Many of them may not have been willing participants, but they kind of felt like, well, I got to go along. It's the price to pay, so I'll do it, even though I don't want to. So I'm not saying they were super willing, but they were willing enough. Others were not willing to say, I'm not going to go there and be trapped. I'm not going to meet him there. Sir, when you want me to meet you in your hotel room, no, no, no. We're going to meet at dinner, and I'm going to have my producer or my you know, manager or my husband or my wife or my with me when we, okay? And these women know better. What I'm saying is to say that women can put themselves in any compromising situation and it's all somebody else's fault just isn't accurate or correct. And these women literally knew full well, hey, this guy is like this. I'm going into places that are going to foster or encourage or give the green light for a lot of this. And I'm not saying that they deserve abuse by any means. But I am saying that, you know what, you can't lay the blame completely at somebody else. When woman after woman after woman goes there and gets drugged by somebody or goes there and gets propositioned or pushed into something or whatever else, and then they don't tell, but years later, at some point there is some responsibility, not just on the criminal. I agree the criminal shouldn't have done it, and there's no excuse, period. But there's also no excuse for other behavior. Okay? If I walk down the street in one of the worst, you know, racial neighborhoods in America and I get beat up or worse, I'm not saying that I should have been beat up. I have the right never to be beat up. At the same time, I'm very foolish for putting myself in that situation, knowing the reality of the stakes in the situation, is all I'm trying to say. Anyway, Ashley Judd, I hope she gets justice, and I hope she finds healing, and I hope she can change and build America. That's what I hope. You want to talk about Tyler Perry? Who's that, Kurt?
He's coming up.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. the solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Thank you, Sam. By the way, the next story headline reads, Tyler Perry on defund police push says, I think we need more police. Now, if you're not familiar with Tyler Perry, like me, he's an actor and a director. So, you know, I apologize for not knowing all about him, but, he was talking with Anderson Cooper, in this world and the next, Kirk. That's right. He was talking to Anderson Cooper. That's a CNN, talking head. And he says, I'm not for taking money from the police department. He says, I think the defund police department's kind of idea is being hijacked, and he believes that the country needs more police. He says, my studio's in a neighborhood where I think we need police. He says, but lately I've been very, very concerned that the message is being hijacked by some other groups or political ads and parties that are trying to stop the message of what we're asking for here. Police reform, right? So yeah, I was, but I'm worried now because of what I'm seeing. I guess he had offered to pay for the funeral expenses of a guy named Rayshard Brooks. I'm sure I should know who he is, but I don't know. But he says, we don't need police that are under trained, and you've got to understand, I have really close friends who are police officers that I love dearly, who are really good people, who have been very, very hurt by this as well. And here's what I want you to understand, Anderson, wrong. Where there is wrong, I'm going to stand up against it. So anyway,
well, good for Tyler. I don't really agree that we need more police, though, Kurt, but I get his point. And he's entitled to think, you know, just like some people want to get rid of the police and others want to have more
police.
Probably
in his neighborhood, he's feeling like he needs more police.
Well, and maybe that's true. And maybe in certain areas we do need more police, Kurt. But what I would do personally is go back and say this. Why do we need more police, folks? Why don't we have people self-governed? See, the United States of America was built on this idea that most people would be self-governed. Most people would live in a way that was according to their best interests and according to a happiness kind of an idea and plan, and they'd live free and you know, the pursuit of happiness was theirs and the protection of their life and their property was theirs so they could pursue happiness. And most understood that there was this component of self-governance based on governing values. Okay, what's changed since that understanding, Kurt? This is really important to understand for Tyler and everybody else. Because if we get it right, we don't need more police.
Well, this all goes back to the things it seems like we end up talking about all the time. You got God, the supreme master of the universe. And you have his commandments, the Ten Commandments. And, that's really only the the recipe for a good society is.
So how many cops would we need if everybody, for the most part, obeyed the Ten Commandments? Once in a while, a bad actor violated them, but for the most part, the Ten Commandments were held up as a civilized guidance, a blueprint for safety and stability and self-government and freedom and respect and honor and integrity and the moral high ground, and most people were self-governed by these governing values. There was only a bad actor once in a while. What would society be like, Kurt?
Well, I think it would just be, some would just say, it's all boring and stuff because there's no shootings and no killings and
but
all
you,
that
you
kind of
you think you'd
stuff,
need an armed cop on every corner and stuff that way?
No. In fact, you can't get enough policemen to stop havoc, Sam, because who's going to police the policemen? You can't give every policeman one person to follow and watch, yet.
And you'd have to monitor the follower because the follower of the cop might lord over the cop wrongfully. And so you got to have a follower of the follower.
Yeah.
See, there's no end to that is my point. And I'm saying, look, this government, according to the founding fathers, was wholly inadequate for the governing of anybody. Mm. This idea, hey, you've got to have a religious, moral people. You've got to have a self-governed people based on governing values. And that component we have literally turned our back on in America. Now, obviously, Sam and Kurt and Liberty Roundtable Live and Loving Liberty Radio Networks and other people haven't. We're doubling down on this return to idea, this restoration, this great opportunity, this solutions-oriented idea. But for the most part, hey, if we're going to just devolve into this animalistic society based on, hey, the survival of the fittest or whatever feels good, do it, or whatever doctrine's the latest claim, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, or whatever phrase you want to use to violate the commandments of God creatively or to make it sound right and good and makes it, okay, until we jettison that narrative and we go back to a moral high ground narrative based on the Ten Commandments, there's no way to avoid this. We will never have an end to the amount of cops we're going to need. But if we turn to God and we obey the Ten Commandments, I'm telling you right now that if most people obey the Ten Commandments, we wouldn't hardly need any police officers. McConnell. Who's that, Kurt?
Well, that's Mitch McConnell, Sam.
Oh, good old Mitch. Okay.
Yeah. But before we get there, real quick, just on the Tyler Perry thing, just so you got this a little bit more. I was unaware of this, but apparently he made somebody famous lady's name is Madea, and they say this is a character created and portrayed by Tyler Perry. They call her a tough, elderly African-American woman based on Perry's mother and his aunt. In Perry's own words, she's exactly the PG version of my mother and my aunt, and I loved having an opportunity to pay homage to them. He said she would beat the blank out of you, but make sure the ambulance got there in time to make sure they could set your arm back. When I look through this, I think, no wonder we haven't heard much about this guy because, this is pretty rough stuff. It goes again to the solutions that you're talking about. This guy's supposedly famous because he's brought this kind of entertainment to the world.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's saying his mom and his aunt are the G version and he's bringing the wilder version, or if he's saying his mom and the aunt are rated R and he's tamed it down to PG. I'm not really sure I get it.
No, it's the other way, I think. The bottom line is,
So let's do a worse version of our ancestors. What kind of a plan is that?
You look at the, the world that we used to have, and it's so different. Sam, right?
Yes, it is. But folks, we're doing our very best to bring back what was great. We're not trying to just go back to the 50s or whatever. I would like to blend the old and the new. I'd like to have the benefits of both, the cleanliness and the morality and the simpleness and the naivety of, if you will, and the, family-esque views of the 50s, but yet modern times of fairness and equality for all of the, middle ground, and now we're kind of the pendulum swinging the opposite direction, and I'd kind of like to take the best of all cultures, a slowed down life like the pioneers or yesteryear they had, but yet the ability to get places when you need to quickly and easily, and I'd like to embrace all the good, Kurt, and bring it all together into my life if I could.
Well, yeah, Sam, and imagine embracing all the good.
Pollyanna Sam running around.
Yeah, that's right. Headlines from Breitbart says McConnell, or Mitch McConnell, some like Rush Limbaugh calls him the turtle. But anyway, he says about 20 Senate Republicans don't think we ought to do another package. So I guess one of the things I want to know from you, Sam, is do you think they will?
Yes, of course.
I mean, they're going to hand out some more cash?
Well, they have to, Kurt.
Okay.
Because when they want to be elected, my friend. And if you shut down the economy and everybody knows government shut it down and then you don't give people cash and you leave people with no way out, then you're going to pay. It's the economy, stupid. It's all about the job. And if people don't have any money, they're going to rage against the machine that they believe denied them their money. And so if you're going to shut down the economy, and that's where we're going, President Trump's not even really pushing for a reopen anymore, hardly. Okay? And I'm telling you, if you shut down the economy, you're going to have to give people a way to pay their bills. And I'm not normally for handouts, Kurt, but what do you do when the government shuts you down and you can't get a job? I mean, what do you do? Okay? And I'm not saying that I'm defending them doing this. I'm just saying that's what they've done. Okay? I mean, it's so bad that President Trump's even floating an idea of delaying the election. They're shutting things so bad, down so bad. Now that Congress is giving big pushback, okay? I mean, they're literally saying a teacher strike is possible, said the American Federation of Teachers. But when you go on strike, it's just because of the corona. USC's record economic downturn. U.S. economy shrank at record, breaking 33% in last quarter. In less than 5 months, a stunning 54 million have sought unemployment aid for the first time. Okay, government has caused this. You can say it's the corona, but the corona doesn't make you shut down your business. Okay? It's when you open your business, the government arrests you and shuts you down and stuff. Okay, so when government does that, if they don't provide a way for people to pay bills, I'm telling you, there's going to be heck to pay. So they have to, unless they're going to open up, Kurt.
Yeah, so what do you expect between now and the election?
I expect a chunk of cash to come to everybody again. They'll do round two somehow, some way.
And they both try to take credit for it, both the Democrats and the Republicans, right?
Yeah, and I don't know whose way it will go. Whoever's plan they kind of adopt will get the credit, sadly enough. And they might not give you cash like they did the stimulus directly in your account. They might... change payroll something. They might give the PPP loan people complete forgiveness. They might, it can come in a gazillion forms. For example, I don't know if you know, but they say we're on like bailout 5 or 6 now. You know that, right?
Not really.
Well, that's because you've only got one check, right?
Yep.
So to you, it's bailout 1. But if you go study, go look out, how many bailouts have we had? Or they're on, I don't know, Corona or COVID bailout 4, 5, or 6 or something, because it all takes different forms. Some of it's to business, some of it's to you, some of it's to tax breaks, some of it's to handouts, some of it's to loans, some of it's to grants, some of it's to, and there's all kinds of changes. Some of it's to unemployment benefits extended. And anyway, they're on like who knows how many rounds of this already. Some of it's the Federal Reserve does this or a stimulus that. Or we're going to monetize or collateralize, or they use all these different terms. And every bit of it means the manipulation of money. And so where it'll go exactly and what form it'll take, I have no idea. But I'm telling you, we're not done handing out the cash. We can't be, unless we're going to flat out open up and let the economy support itself. But if you are government, you literally chop the supports out from under the economy, and you don't do anything to prop it up, it's going to be a complete meltdown. So I'm not for the government propping it up. I'd prefer the government not to cut the legs out from under it in the first place. But I have a hard time if the government cuts the legs out from under the economy saying, well, government shouldn't save people. People are literally going to be out in the streets and hungry if something isn't done. I don't believe they'll let that happen. I don't know what form it'll take. I'll watch, and as the landscape changes, keep you up to speed on it. But they've made a lot of different changes. They first said 8 weeks for the payroll protection loan thing. Then they changed it to 24 weeks. Did you know that? So see, they're changing all kinds of behind-the-scenes things that mean greater and greater and greater and greater government intervention and bailouts are prayers are for this country. I can say that much. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. 2 hours in the can. Have a delightful God, family, country-filled weekend. We declare this nation shall endure. LovingLiberty.net.